Kia ora, welcome to Faith Matters. Starting off a little bit different today. We had Kingi Tuheitia pass on this morning. So, yeah, I'd like to start off with a little tribute in my aroha to his whānau.
Ko mana tōku maunga, ko aroha te moana. Whānau tōku waka, ko au e tū atu nei. Mana is my mountain, and aroha is my sea. Whānau is my God, here's to your kids. I heard you were in the neighborhood. I've been a long time on the skids, and baby, I'm beside you. You run from the river when it long ran over you. This is for you standing up to a bone-chilling wind. This is for the failures you collected from my sins. And this is for your lonesome tears I never dry. This is for you hanging in the hope that it never dies. And baby, I'm beside. Call never came for the mill.
book of humankind says you collected from our dream. And this is for your lonesome tears I never dry. Is it for you hang?
Faith Matters. I'm in the studio with Teela this morning. I've got you on, Teela. Well, it's not this morning now.
No, yeah.
Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Teela. Teela is a youth in our community. Teela's lived here all your life, haven't you, Teela?
Yeah, I have.
So you are born and bred Raglanite. You don't have 825 tattooed on you, do you?
No, not yet.
not going to do that. Because we don't have landlines hardly anymore, yeah. Teela, so you can't do the 825. But it is a tradition of Raglan, isn't it? Okay, yeah. So yeah, I thought I'd bring Teela on. I know Teela, I've known Teela actually all her life, which is, what, 17 years now?
Yep, 17.
Yeah. And I know Teela because Teela comes to church with me. She has a faith. I know her parents. And I really wanted to have Teela on here today because for me growing up, you know, I moved every 2 years, so pretty much. So knowing what it's like to live in community and have solid relationships around me was not something that I was familiar with, but it's certainly something you're familiar with, Teela.
Yeah, it is.
And so 17 years. So tell me, what's it like, what's it been like for you? I mean, I know just recently you have moved. You've moved from one house to another,
mm-hmm.
just up the road, really.
Yeah.
What's that? What was that like? Did it feel kind of strange?
Yeah, the move was definitely quite quite big for me and my family. We had lived in the same house for 17 years, which my parents built. And so, yeah, it was definitely a tricky time to move, but it's just literally 1 kilometre down the road, so it's not that big of a move, but it was still quite hard.
Yeah.
But now that we're all moved in, it definitely really feels like home in that new house. So, yeah.
Yeah, but even a shift, eh, just from up the road can cause quite a shift in us too.
There's
a lot of memories that are held in the house and, yeah, you got to make new memories in the new home you're in.
Yeah.
Quite different. A lot of your siblings were born in that house too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so lots of memories there. I think there might even be something in the concrete there, your name.
Yeah, we all write our names in the concrete.
Yeah, that's the part of putting your roots down, eh?
Yeah,
it's kind of like, this is where I belong. This is my home, and my Tūranga Wawe, which just means my place of standing. I think that's a really a rich and valuable thing to be able to hold in us, to know our place of standing. Very valuable, Tila.
Mm.
For me, having you on here is it's encouraging for me. Because then I get to talk to somebody who knows what it's like to grow up in a community. And also it brings up memories for me of what it's not like for many of us who have to shift around a lot, and, you know, it's hard to make those long-term friendships and find our place. So tell me, when you were growing up, what sort of things did you get into? What kind of was out there in Raglan for you?
To be honest,
there wasn't much.
wasn't really much. I went to Te Uku school for 6 years, I think. Mm. And I did a little bit of dance, a little bit of soccer, right? Oh, maybe not soccer. I can't even remember, to be honest. And then I moved to Hamilton Christian School in year 7, I think. Mm. And then got into a bit of netball, and yeah, that was only in a social team, so I didn't get too far into that, but yeah, that was still fun.
Was that quite a big move, having to, you know, having all that time here and then transitioning over the hill to Hamilton, a whole bunch of new people?
Yeah, it actually was quite a big move, especially because Te Uku school is such a little country school, so going to a bigger school in Hamilton was quite a shock, I guess.
Mm.
But yeah, I got used to it pretty fast. Yeah.
Mm. And kind of your outlets here, because I know Raglan has, you know, we've always sort of been looking for things to for our youth to do, and I think we're still growing in that area of providing for our youth. But I know through the church there were different avenues that you were able to grasp onto in being able to find things to do and entertainment, I guess, is the word I was looking for. So maybe you could just maybe we'll go to a song and we'll come back. And I'd love you to talk into the youth group, what that's been like for you, what sort of things you got up to. And
cool.
Yeah, we'll hear some of those stories and we'll be back real soon.
This is our test.
Well, here we are back. Tila's in the studio with me. And, I said that Tila's been here in Raglan all her life. She's 17 years old now. And she's got a really bright future in front of her. But I think a lot of that's been because you've had a lot of stability there, Tila. And, I was just wanting to know a little bit about youth group and when it started. So maybe we can get into that. So there is an age group, and there are different stages of youth group too, isn't there?
Yeah.
Maybe talk to me when you first started going.
So at Surfside Church, I go to Surfside Church in Raglan, and they do this thing called junior youth, which is from ages 12 to 13. And yeah, we just all get together on Sunday and hang out and maybe look at a Bible story, or once a term we do a social night and go somewhere cool like Leap or something. And so yeah, I went to that when I was 12 and 13. And then Raglan youth group started up, which was run by Sash and Marty.
Yeah.
And that was through Surfside Church as well. And
so where did they hold that, Tila?
Just at Te Uku Church. Yeah. And that was for year 9 to 13. So that's maybe 14 to
17, maybe?
Yeah.
16? Look, we're getting stuck here. 18. You know why we're getting stuck? Because I said to Tila, okay, Tila, you're going to have to give the age groups because I'm terrible on years. And when you talk about years, I just think you're saying year. When you say year 7 and 8, I think that you're talking about the age 7 and 8. So now I've really confused her by asking her to talk about the ages. So sorry about that.
Sorry, guys. yeah, so went to that for a while, and then that stopped running. But then a while later, this youth group called Ignite came up, and that's run by my auntie and uncle, Brister. Esther and Brendan. And yeah, that's really cool. So we've got a young adults, which is from year 11 to just young adults. Oh, so that's maybe 16 plus, I guess. Which is every third or second Thursday night. Anyways, I go to that one, and that's been really good. We focus a lot on the Bible and, yeah, just learn more about that. And then every maybe once a month, there's a youth group, Ignite Live, and that's run by the youth itself. And so that's been really good for all of us youth. We get to learn how to step up, I guess, in that area.
Yeah, that's a lot too. Tell me about running it yourself. What do you do?
Well, I'm a part of the worship team, which has been real cool.
Okay, hang on. What's the worship team? Tell me, Tila.
We just got a little band together, and we just sing some cool worship songs and praise God.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's super cool.
That's such an awesome thing to have, a place to play music.
Like, yeah.
To even learn, or even to be encouraged to do that. Wow, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And then we try and get someone from youth to share a little message every time Ignite Youth happens. And there's actually an Instagram account called Surfside Ignite Live. So if you want to see more about that, then go have a look at that.
What is it again? Sorry, Tila.
Surfside Ignite Live.
So you find that on Instagram,
yep.
Facebook?
Not Facebook just yet. just okay. Instagram. And then there's also a youth group for the years 11, oh yeah, 9 to 11. And so, yeah, they are getting together tonight, actually, and having a little girls' night, and they are going to do a little arts and crafts session and do their nails and all the girly stuff.
I actually saw that on Facebook this morning.
Yeah.
Great, yeah. So that's at tonight, Tuku.
Yeah.
Church, in the church there or at the hall, in the hall?
Not sure. It'll all be on Facebook. I'm not actually sure where it is, to be honest.
Oh, well, sure it is. Is that Tuku? Hey,
oh.
It is at Tuku?
I
think
know.
So. I think it is. It's hot off the press, so I'm pretty sure it's at Tuku tonight.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, sweet. Yeah. Good to know.
It's good to know.
But yeah, so
that's so you bring a word then. Do you have games and activities at Ignite?
At Ignite, yeah, we do some games and some food and just some hangs at the end.
Who brings the food?
That's Auntie Esther who sorts that out.
Thanks, good old Auntie Esther. Right?
Yeah.
You've got to have food at these things.
Yeah,
of course. You also, do you have nights out or go places? Movie nights or anything?
We've done a couple Ignite, like, retreats.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so last year, I think, we just went to Camp Raglan for a couple days. And, yeah, that was super cool. We just got to know each other a bit better and spend time with God and did a couple Bible studies. And, yeah, it was super cool. And then the year before that, I think we went to Rotorua somewhere. Spent a couple days there as well. Did similar kind of things and had a guest speaker come to that, which was, yeah, really cool.
And do you remember what your guest speaker spoke about?
That was about hearing from God, I think.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, lots of cool tips.
Well, sort of things you're not going to get out there just in general life,
eh? Yeah.
Some real experiences there of your faith where you can have a whole community of young people who are walking this journey with you, Tila.
Yeah, all growing together.
Amen, that's so cool. I mean, it really is. From somebody who's sitting here knowing that I didn't have those kind of strong founding relationships at the beginning of my life, you know, and finding them now as I'm older, but to have that when you're younger, that must feel pretty awesome to know that you've got a whole bunch of people around you that can you can kind of turn to or rely on or that will be there for you.
Mm. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, Taylor, we're going to head into some more songs and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about some of the things that Taylor's into now.
Slowing down the time in the dandelion breeze. I blew a wish into the wind and you laughed at me. I gave you a smile and you said, what does that mean? Said I ain't ever been the kind to find a four leaf. Fell a little too hard, just a little too fast. Put my soul in your hands like a penny on the track. I've given you my heart and all the love I have, and I'm just lucky that you love me back. Yeah, I'm just lucky that you love me back. You don't realize the hand that you hold. Put goodbye on the table and you know that I'd fall. So baby, let it ride, but don't let it all in. 'Cause I'm always gonna be all yours, all in. Fell a little
on the track. I've given you my heart and all the love I have, and I'm just lucky that you love me back. Yeah, I'm just lucky that you love me back.
Stopping me now, 'cause I've already
Indeed it is. You're listening to Marie and Tila on Faith Matters today. It's so good to have you here in here in the studio, Tila.
Thank
it's
you.
One of our youth here in Aotearoa Whangaroa Raglan. And we've just been talking about sort of things that Tila has been getting up to in her lifespan here. And part of that's been the youth group, which there's something on tonight, isn't there, Tila? Do you want to talk about that again?
Yeah, for the year 9 to 11 girls, we've got a girls' night happening at... I'm not sure. I think it's Tiuku, yeah. Church at 7:30. And, yeah, that'll be cool for all the girls to get together and do the nails and do some scrapbooking and arts and crafts.
Yeah. Scrapbooking's an old way of doing things. I used to love doing that. It is really, really cool.
Yeah.
Great way to keep memories and just really healthy thing for us to do. So, Tila, I know that you've been working up at the Trust Hospital for some time now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which just shows me the heart that you have. I'm just rapt to have one of our youth up there doing what you're doing. Yeah, it really does fill my heart. So well done.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so, but that tells me, like I say, a lot about you. You're also heading towards doing your nursing degree next year.
Yeah.
Wow, that is such a big degree. How long is it now? Is it 4 years or
Only 3 years?
Only three years.
Yeah.
My Bachelor of Counselling was 3 years.
Oh yeah.
I think it's now 4 years.
Oh really?
Yeah. Oh, but you'll get through it.
Yeah,
you've got the right heart, and this is what you want to do. Like I said, I've known Tila all her life, and she's very soft in this area. So we're lucky that our youth are coming through and have got this for us to look after us in our older years. what sort of nurse are you going to be?
I have no idea at the moment.
Do you find that out as you go through?
Yeah, I think through the placements that we get put on in the nursing degree, it'll give me a good taste of like what I may or may not want to be doing for my degree. But yeah, I think I'll just figure it out further down the track.
Well, on behalf of our community, Tila, I'd like to thank you for starting up at our old people's home and bringing some joy up there, because I've... PJ's dad was up there for a short amount of time.
Yeah, I
know. And you're with a lot of our people, so we do really, really appreciate that. And there's something else that I wanted to bring in about Tila. She's a bit of a dark horse here. She loves her music. She does. And you have connections with Albert Street. Tell me a little bit about Albert Street.
Albert Street is just a bit of a boys band, I guess. They've got there's four of them now, and they all just make music together and have some fun. I know them through my sister's boyfriend. He's good mates with them, so I've gotten to know them pretty well.
I know couple of the guys in the band. These are great guys. Yeah, and we're going to play one of their tracks. It's called My Way by Albert Street. We'll be back real soon.
Waiting here for something to change. Tell me, dear, now shall we escape? It's memories and tears that keep me in this old place. But tell me, dear, shall we run away? When I'm feeling high, it's bringing me down and holding me there. The greyest disguise, make it done. We'll
high is bringing me down and holding me there. The grayest disguise will make it unclear. I hold up a smile and place off a frown, like I just don't care.
That was Albert Street, My Way, and I've got a few of their tracks on my show, so, and I hope that we'll have them in here at some stage, Teela, along with you, and we'll talk about sort of things that they've been getting up to and who they are as a band and, yeah, why they do the things they do. So I wanted to thank you, Teela, for coming in and sharing time with me and the rest of us.
You're so welcome.
Yeah, it's been good to have you here. And just to show that heart and what some of our youth are doing here in Raglan and the things that we can get up to. So maybe just go through that again, those different youth groups that are available, Teela, if you're able to. So you've got Junior Youth. How would you join Junior Youth?
If you come to Surfside Church in the morning, they have a little event. Get together and hang out and learn about the Bible.
They
have stuff.
They are little events. I think the kids get signed in. So, yeah it's quite a really safe environment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that we've created there, which we've done through Safer Churches, but we'll talk about that one another time. Mm. And so you've got Junior Youth. What else have we got?
And then for the year 9 to 11s, there's a Ignite Youth, and that's happening tonight at Tuku Church, 7:30, little girls' night. And then for the year 12 to young adults, there's a another life group which we gather together maybe every second Thursday, just study the Bible and hang out and chat and have dinner together.
Cool.
Yeah, it's super cool. And then once a month we have our Ignite Live, which is just where all of us get together. And, the youth group run that. Lots going on in the kids' areas.
There is, and we think there's not a lot going on in Raglan for our youth, but there actually is.
Yeah.
And I guess if you wanted to know more about that, you could head over to our website, surfside.co.nz. I'm trying to think what's our phone number? 825?
It'll all be online anyways.
I might have to get that one written down, you know. Sometimes it's hard to find these things, you know, and you've got to hunt for them a little bit. But we don't want to have people hunting for them. We want them to be easily found. So, if you wanted to know more about the youth group or how to connect in, you can look up surfside.co.nz. You can look on Facebook. There we have a Surfside pages there.
Yep, and Instagram.
And the phone number is 07-825-5199. So that is the church office. You ring that and you'd be able to get any of the information that we've been talking about. But before we head out, Teela, I've asked you to bring in a scripture. Often for us there are scriptures that we go to that can have a lot of meaning for us and that ingrained in us and that come to the forefront when we you know, have times of need or maybe even times of celebration.
Yeah.
So I've asked Tila to share with us her scripture and just talk into it a little bit about what it means for her. So I'm going to leave it up to you, Tila.
Cool. One of my favourites is Philippians 4 verse 8, which says, "Do not worry about anything, instead pray to God about everything. Ask him to help you with the things that you need and thank him for his help." This one's been good for me, just to remember that God cares about every little thing that you care about, I guess. And so it's a good reminder for me to not worry about anything because God's got it all in control. So yeah, that's one of my favourites.
Yeah, that's lovely. Anything else there, Tila?
I don't think so.
That's all right, then we've wrapped it up.
Cool. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming in. And I'm going to head out on this bit of the show with it's a real gospel song here, Tila.
Oh, okay.
It's called "That's My King," but I like a good bit of gospel. And then we're going to have Pastor Roger in the studio with us just, well, there's something special happening this Sunday, and I think some of you might know what that is. That's Father's Day. So we're going to speak into that a little bit, fathers, and what we're having at Surfside this Sunday that you can all be involved in. But I head out with Tila and thank Tila for her sharing with me. And here's some good old gospel for you.
I could describe it, but I can't contain it, can't keep it to myself. There are enough colors to paint the whole picture, not enough words to ever say what I found. Wonderful and beautiful and glorious and holy, he is merciful.
Give them all the
Amen to that. Just a couple of notices. It's also another special day today. It's Daffodil Day this Friday and Saturday. There are collections outside the Super Value from 9 till 3 and the Four Square and at the library from 9 to 12. And all proceeds are going to the Cancer Society, of course. So it's a really great cause to be giving to. So let's be wearing our flowers this weekend and supporting those out there that are having a really difficult time in life. We've got a couple, another song, and then we're going to have Pastor Roger on, talking about Father's Day and what's happening at Surfside this Sunday.
Darkness tries to roll over my bones. When sorrow comes to steal the joy I own. When brokenness and pain is all I know. Oh, I won't be shaken. No, I won't be shaken. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I
welcome into the studio, Pastor Roger.
Kia ora, Marie. Oh, it's good to be here.
It's good to have you here.
Great to be with you.
Yeah, and we've still got Tila in here too, so you can still say hello, Tila.
It's good to have one of these vibrant young ladies from the community in here, one of the key people in Surfside Church, helping run the youth and just out and about in the community doing awesome stuff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we love these young people coming through.
Yeah. It's good to hear good news about our young people. We need to hear more and more about that, for sure. So Sunday is a pretty important day for a lot of us, because it's Father's Day.
Yeah, Father's Day on this coming Sunday, and I guess we've all got a dad, we've all got a father, but the reality is that sometimes it's a difficult relationship, and sometimes our dads are not there, or sometimes they pass away. And I was thinking, even hearing the news today about Kingi T. Heitia, and he's like a father to many in this community, and the whole Maori community, and especially in the Waikato and New Zealand wide, really. So that's like a father figure
has passed away,
and it's quite significant. But I guess, Marie, that's what happens sometimes in family life, and that's what happens with fathers sometimes. They're not always there. I know for myself, my dad passed away when I was 23, and it was really too soon, and he wasn't able to be there in some of those years when I would have actually appreciated been pleased to have his encouragement and guidance along the way. And sometimes that's what happens in life. So really, when we have a Father's Day celebration, for some people it can actually be quite a painful time, because it brings up stuff that's not there. That's perhaps not there in the way that we'd like it to be. And so we're going to be sort of acknowledging that on Sunday. So it's a time for everybody, because we've all got a dad somewhere. We're all a part of a family, a whānau. And whether it's a together one right now or not, our hope is that actually we can build into that and strengthen that family, that family dynamic in a healthy way. Mm. But I guess over and above all of that, the theme that I'm thinking about for our service on Sunday is that we've got a Heavenly Father who really loves and cares for us as well. And he's constant, he's consistent, and even though we can't see him, he's with us all the time. And sometimes, as I said, in life, our natural dads can't be there for one reason or another, and yet we've all got a heavenly dad, Heavenly Father, that is actually longing to be with us all the time and be that role model, that constant, that person in the background that's cheering us on, encouraging us, wanting to strengthen us and bring the best out in us. And that's really part of what a dad's role is.
Yeah.
It's just to be there for the kids, for the family, and to really to build into our community life. So that's why we do celebrate Father's Day at Surfside, because we're wanting to just lift that whole dynamic, really, of the importance of a dad in this season. So.
Yeah, the father's heart. I can so relate to that. I lost my dad when I was 18, and it was a massive hole in my life. I thought the world should have stopped when my dad passed on. It was quite a shock. I knew he wasn't going to see me walk down the aisle, have my first baby, have anything to do with my grandkids. So it was a massive, massive hole in my life, and I had a really good relationship with my dad. But what I found too when I came into my faith that getting to know God as my father, really that stepping in there where my dad wasn't, and the father's heart So it was very healing for me to know that I wasn't alone, that I wasn't left alone, and I could still have a sense of the Father around me, but in a different way. Father's Day's, all dads are important. As a female, I can guarantee that having the dads in our life is very, very important. And for males, hey, we need the male roles to be looking towards. So Father's Day is extremely important. We need to celebrate those men and hold them in high regard. So we're going to head into another song, and then we're going to come back and just talk about what we've got happening for the Sunday morning to celebrate those wonderful men.
Dare to imagine, dare to believe in a true love that gave us a brand new beginning. No room for a king, no celebration and no ceremony. In that little town, no, nobody will think. This is the story of the coming glory. Can you hear the prayers the people prayed? Can you see the sky begin to break when heaven and earth were face to face? Oh, how the world forever changed, for God is with us.
To that. Okay, so we're talking to Pastor Roger, and he's telling us about Father's Day, and started talking a little bit about fathers, a little bit about what we're going to do on Sunday, but we're going to unpack that a little bit more. So tell us a little bit, what's
coming up?
What's coming up? There we
go. Okay. Yeah, well, I guess Father's Day, it's a national celebration, actually. It's not just Surfside that's remembering Father's Day. It's a little bit commercial as well, and a lot of families do remember this, Father's Day. And I guess the important thing for us at Surfside, this is not just for dads. It's not just for the men. This is something for the whole family. And we have other things during the year as well. We have Mother's Day. We have other special celebration times and things like that. But this is because it's the official Father's Day on Sunday, 1st of September. We
hit the mark.
We just take the opportunity to acknowledge that. And have a special, it really is a family day, actually, for all the family. People to come along, bring their friends. And it's a bit more casual than normal. And we start with a light meal. It's not really a big breakfast or anything, but we have a little bit of a light breakfast and a coffee and a bit of time together. And I guess, you know, that's because guys like a bit of food. You know, so that's and everyone else enjoys it as well. And so we start with that just to make it a wee bit special. And then we just have a shortened, simplified service. We've got some prizes. We've got a bit of fun. We've got some kids stuff happening. And then we'll end the service with another coffee and a social time and hangout time just for people that want to hang around and be a part of things. So that's what we're planning. I'll be bringing a little message. It won't be long. And just like what I mentioned, you know, about the fact that, you know, the importance and the significance of a father's role, but, you know, that actually it's over and above what we experience in this life. Mm. We've actually got a Heavenly Father that really loves and cares for us. So that's where we're heading with our service on Sunday, and it's just going to be a bit of a celebration, really, of everyone together and just acknowledging, you know, that we've got so much to live for. I guess the whole aim of what we're wanting to bring into this is actually to bring some hope and to lift that the value of what families do, what dads do, what fathers, what mums do, the whole community aspect, really, of raising this next generation. I mean, it's so awesome you've had Tila in here, one of our youth, one of our young people, because really it's not just about the dads. It's actually about the mums and the dads raising the next generation to come through and teaching and training them and bringing a vision for them to live for. Like, you know, I heard you mentioning before about the nursing and the different things that are going on in Tila's life. And that's what we really, at Surfsa, that's what we really want to do, is to lift people's sights to actually realize that God made us, He cares, and He's got awesome things for each of us to experience, to fulfill. We've got a life to live.
Yeah.
And a purpose. We're here for a purpose. We're not here just to fill in a bit of time, fill in a bit of space, live in a beautiful place. And it is a beautiful place. But hey, you know, we're here to actually make a difference, to be a blessing, and to help others along the way. And that's what fathers do, isn't it? You know, a good dad or a good father, and that's what we all want to aspire to be. And we don't always get there. You know, sometimes we stuff it up and we don't always...
It's a journey. It's a process.
We don't always do it perfectly. I can think, you know, times when I could have done better. But it's about lifting our sights a little bit as dads, as even as young people.
I would say that's a good heart of a father who notices what they need to do better. I think we're not given a rule book on how to do this when we become parents, but with good people around us and good community and good input, we can certainly learn a lot on the way and grow in ourselves and grow our families and pass on in our families the heritage within ourselves that we have. And we can see the richness of, well, I guess, doing family long term.
And I think I just want to put an invitation out there that actually our service on Sunday, it's for everybody, anyone, even if you've never ever been to church before. There'll be you know, a good number of people there, so you won't stand out. I mean, you can blend in, fit in. There'll be a lot of people, visitors, family members, people that we won't know. But that's awesome. You can just come along, have a taste of some good breakfast, worship service, and something that you can, if you're interested in finding out more about God or church or relationships within that or meaning for your life, There's an opportunity on Sunday. Come along to the Raglan Area School and just join in with us. Amen. No pressure, no obligation, you know, there's no cost. It's just an opportunity. If anyone's a little bit lonely out there at the moment, if you're a little bit lost, if you're actually maybe just wanting a little bit more, a bit of a lift in your spirit, I just encourage you to consider just coming along and joining us.
I can't think of anything better than being in community, doing community, and doing that together. Like I said, when I first started the show here with Tila, I moved around every 2 years, so didn't have those long-term relationships and couldn't make them. But it's certainly possible. People, we can hear those wonderful stories of being grounded in the place that we're born into, having a heart for it, like Tila, and then giving back to community in a beautiful way that she's done in going up to our old people's home and caring up there, and that's led into her nursing. You know, and this is just part of who Tila is, growing up here in Whangaroa as a youth here, doing church, doing her faith. And, yeah, on Sunday we get to celebrate her dad for the great work that he did, and her mum, and many others that have done such an awesome job with our youth. Come along on Sunday, 10 a.m, Raglan Area School, great worship. Going to be even better food than there normally is, and great people from your community. So thanks for coming in, Roger, and sharing.
Yeah, great to be. Would it be okay if I just prayed a blessing on the dads out there, the guys that are struggling? Mm. Yeah, Lord God, I just thank you that your idea was that we should be in community, in relationship, in family, in whānau. And within that context, Lord God, sometimes we struggle. We struggle a little bit to know our role and our place. And I just want to pray for a real confidence to be released into the men, the young men, and the granddads out there, that you would encourage us and inspire us to be real awesome role models in this community, in this time that we live, when there's so much confusion out there about, you know, how do we do this? How do we live? How do we respond to the things that are going on around us? And I just pray for a real peace to settle in every family and a real consistency and a strength for every dad, every young man that's growing up out there would find their purpose. And I just pray for a real sense of growing together as a community, that no one would fall through the cracks, no one would get lost, no one would get missed out, but that together we would be able to encourage each other. Mm. Thank you, Jesus. Mm. I just declare a blessing over this awesome community. Mm, Whangaroa. Amen.
Amen.
The gold of the sunrise is chasing the dark. The gift of new mercies awakens my heart. The bird of the morning is singing her song. Oh, thank God for this country song. Little feet patter the hardwoods like drums. My boys make a noise at the top of their lungs. Beautiful chaos shatters the calm. But oh, thank God for this country song. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I've got so much to be grateful for. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I've got so much to be grateful for. I've got breath in this body, hope in these scars. If I counted my blessings, they'd rival the stars. I'll praise you forever, even if I never get more. Praise the Lord.
our table, good wine in our glass, swing tires and bonfires and babies on laps. Grandparents dance when the fireflies turn on. Oh, thank God for this country song. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I've got so much to be grateful for. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I've got so much to be grateful for.
My father, my friend, your goodness side. Your word has been true in every season of my life. I believe.
You've been listening to Marie on Faith Matters 98.1 FM, Raglan Community Radio. we've had Teela in the studio. It's been so good to talk to her and hear about the things that she's been doing as a youth here in Whangarei. We've had Pastor Roger in just before. He's been telling us about Father's Day and what the happenings are at Surfside this week, and I'm just about ready to head out of my show. So, you know, I can't encourage you enough to celebrate your dads this weekend. Yeah, welcome to join us and have a breakfast and get a good word into you that'll be able to food for thought, I'm sure. Meet some of your community too on Sunday, 10 a.m. Raglan Area School. I'm going to head out with the Lord's Prayer, the Fuzzy Robes. Be kind and gentle to self, look after each other and community, and we'll see you here. Well, hear me here next Friday in the same place, 12 to 1:30, Raglan Community Radio, 98.1 FM. Faith matters, it sure does.